very much the top two in the county by a brave streak. You know, Glenn, as you say, won their first county title ever last year. But, you know, we've been waiting for quite a few years for that to happen because of it's such a talented bunch there with, you know, coming through from the four Ulster Minors in a row there, you know, a decade ago. We sort of waited and waited and then maybe thought it maybe never would happen. And Malik O'Rourke came in with Ryan Porter and brought them to the first title, you know. So, and obviously then Slán Éill are sort of, you know, Slán Éill won four in a row under Mickey Moore and then lost one and then came back and won a 2 years ago, came back under Paul Bradley and won their fifth title, well, their sixth ever title. But so very much the two best in the county, Tom, and going to be a really interesting contest, you know.
And tell me, how was Glenn, you know, defended their championship? Have they impressed along the way and on the way back?
Just very slowly but surely, and you know, they've felt their way into it. There was a few lads, obviously, well documented. Kieran McFall and Jack Doherty went to America for a summer. Did the group stages without those lads. Kieran's obviously still in America. Jack Doherty's back and playing really well. You know, they saw off my own club, Ballinasheen, in the last 16, 10 points. Beat Mar Felty, probably, in fairness, would be the third best team in the county, Tom, and they won the title, obviously, they beat Glen in the final 3 years ago. So they saw off Mar Felty, you know, dispatched them fairly well in the second half, and somebody against Newbridge, and Newbridge wouldn't have been fancy, but it was only 6-4 at half time, but no, they pulled away with ease, and just with every round, you've sort of felt them going through the gears, you know, as if they're improving all the time, and you know, they've really come to the peak at the right time of the season, Tom, you know. So no, they're definitely an informed team, you know.
And tell me, has Jack Doherty returned?
Yeah, Jack's back. Yeah, and he played as he kept on the bench against Ballinasheen, but no, he did really well in the quarter final against Mara Felt and against Newbridge. He's a fine player. Been wearing number 11, playing more or less centre half forward or and round that, but he's, you know, he's probably actually more impressive than his brother Ethan, you know, and Ethan's been obviously had a great season for the county. Jack's probably been more prominent than there's a third brother there, Alex, that's been, you know, has been coming off the bench, and you know, if you see his talented too, but it would start in any other 15 in any other club in the county, but they've been springing him from the bench. So, look, they've plenty of talent there, you know, and Emmett Bradley's back from injury. He'd been out injured. He's a big plus for them. And, you know, obviously Conor Glass is such a... Like, he's still, you know, he's still not at his peak because you consider he had maybe four years in Australia and feeling his way back into the round ball. I would say suggest that he's still not at his peak in terms of Gaelic games, you know. So he's been just started to get more impressive as the rounds went on as well, Tom. So, no, I see his outfit, Tom.
And tell me, obviously, Jack Doherty has slotted in for Kieran McFall. Would that be right to say, is it?
Well, not necessarily, no. Kieran would have played more wing-half-back, you know. Wing-half-back last year, centre-half-back, you know. Whereas Jack would have been a four-line, you know. There's a young lad there, Michael Warnock there, has been playing, sort of filling in that Kieran McFall role. So no, there's plenty of options, you know. There's young lads, you know, like Sean and Mahal there, come off the, you know, those boys are only 19 or whatever, 18, 19, and there's plenty of options now. Kieran, don't get me wrong, Kieran's a player that would any team would want, but you know,
he was their go-to player last year, wasn't he? He was the man.
He probably has been as good for years, you know, but just the strength and depth that you know, other boys are able to step up to the plate, really, and they're still a very strong 15, so you know, they'll be hard to beat, Tom.
What of Slán Éill?
Yeah, well, Slán Éill, I told you 3 weeks ago, I probably would have fancied Slán Éill for definite, right? But I've watched Glenn, you know, going through the gears, and I didn't see Slán Éill against Lavey, but, you know, there's a few boys back from last year, important players, like Karen McCaig's back in defence. So, I mean, Glenn beat them by, I think it was 8 or 9 points in the final at Celtic Park last year, but with Karen McCaig back, there's a couple of young players there, young Rory Meenum's come in, played well for the hurlers and for the footballers. You know, the Brendan Rodgers back at full fitness. Paddy Tad's back. He had a big he had a groin surgery. You know, kept him out of the Derry team this year really. So he's back in the half hour lane. So again, look, really strong outfit, probably more so than last year, I would say. You know, I watched them against Swatter in the quarter final and expected Swatter to come close, but no, they pulled away and won that game by 10 points, you know. So and then Lavi pulled a couple of goals in the first half against them, or a point up at half time, but again they went through the gears. Obviously, look, you know, Shane McGuigan's the key man there for Slan Neil in the forward line. Shane McGuigan and I know Paddy Cassie's playing a wing forward, and we Christopher Bradley, Sammy Bradley's an important forward for him. But if Shane McGuigan, you know, can, you know, he's just a great talent. But I think Ryan Dugan and that there did fairly well. Sort of not just Ryan, but you know, as a collective, they sort of snuffed him out last year in the county final. So Celtic Park's good, but City Park's a good bit smaller, Tom, than Owen Beg. And that makes it maybe a wee bit easier for defences, you know, to snuff boys that get out, I think, you know, it's tighter. So all these quarterfinals and semifinals have been at Owen Beg, but the final, I suppose, because it's double the capacity, crowd-wise, is always at Celtic Park, you know.
So, I suppose the big question is, how do you see it go?
I'll say I'm probably still going to plump for Glenn on this one, you know. Say a couple of weeks ago, maybe we said Slan Neil. Very hard to know. Slan Neil's defence is very strong. Glenn's midfield is very strong. Conor Glass and Emmett Bradley, you know. Obviously, Patsy Bradley is 38 at this stage, and Joe McGuigan hasn't played, you know, a lot up to this year, but has played well. But so it's going to be the midfield battle might shade it for Glenn possibly, but you know, wouldn't surprise me at all if they're all winners. Their record's unbelievable, Tom and Slan Neil. They've 10 in a row Hurling titles, you know, and many of them boys have got 5 football titles. So you know, some of those boys have got 15 championship medals between Hurling and football. I think this will go right to the wire, you know, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if Slan Neil take it. But two really good teams, and whatever team wins it, Tom, you know, they'll go out and they'll, you know, you'd fancy them to go on a bit of a run in Ulster, you know.